Good morning, everyone. You have my sincerest apologies that I have kind of been absent for a few weeks this semester. I know I kind of missed the cardiovascular and respiratory units. My job just got kind of busy and I got kind of tired. So I'd like to do a little bit of a GI review today, and then we'll probably do a urinary one later. So in the gastrointestinal system, just focus on food when you are eating. Again, remember your macromolecules. You have fats, which are lipids, carbohydrates, which are sugars, and proteins. When you eat, okay, and then we get that food in your mouth, you begin to what's called the process of mechanical digestion, which is basically your teeth masticating, they're chewing on your food. You have different shapes and sizes of teeth that do that, but there's also chemical digestion in your mouth. The chemical digestion comes from saliva. You have three salivary glands called the parotid, the submandibular, and the sublingual salivary glands. And they're gonna produce saliva, which has many properties. It lubricates the mouth, but it also has a couple different enzymes like salivary amylase that helps to digest carbohydrates, and a little bit of salivary lipase that will begin lipid digestion in the mouth. So that is chemical digestion. Don't forget the mechanical digestion was from the teeth. Once this saliva mixes all the food around, we call it a bolus. That bolus will go down through the pharynx in the process of swallowing, okay? And then once we swallow the food, okay, we go down the pharynx essentially up here and we go into the esophagus, which is a giant muscular tube that's going to open into the stomach, okay? The stomach has a couple different parts. You have what's called the fundus, that's the top of the stomach. You have the cardiac portion right here. You have the main body of the stomach, the pylorus down here. Greater curvature here, lesser curvature here, okay? There's two sphincters of the stomach. The one that opens into the esophagus is called the cardioesophageal or the gastroesophageal sphincter. This is the one that if it doesn't close properly, you can get acid from the stomach to come up in the esophagus, giving us acid reflux. And then there's a sphincter at the bottom of the pylorus called the pyloric sphincter, which will open up and allow food to leave the stomach and go into the duodenum, which is the first part of the small intestines. For the stomach, you remember that you have this little wrinkly nature in the middle called rugae, allows the stomach to expand. When the stomach expands, you get the feeling of fullness. In your stomach, you have a couple different cells. You have mucosal cells, which create kind of a nice bicarbonate-rich mucousy layer that kind of protects the stomach from the acid on the inside. You have chief cells. Chief cells make pepsinogen, which is an enzyme that has to be activated to pepsin via hydrochloric acid, and that hydrochloric acid will come from the parietal cells of the stomach. So remember, chief cells make pepsinogen, that's converted to pepsin via hydrochloric acid, and pepsin begins the initial process of protein digestion in the stomach. Again, like I said, parietal cells, they will make hydrochloric acid, but parietal cells also make intrinsic factor, which is a molecule that's gonna help with B12, vitamin B12, or cobalamin absorption later on in your intestines. Once food mixes up with all the acid in your stomach, we call it chyme, and that chyme is going to leave your pyloric sphincter very, very slowly into your intestines. And we're gonna get to the intestines in the next video.